This is Bob Williamson. Iguana or Purdy Masterpiece? Recently, I've been introduced to a spate of new babies. It's an interesting process to view a baby. Everyone stands around oohing and eyeing and making remarks like, how precious, how cute, how beautiful. Most often, I feel like truthfully declaring, that baby is Walmart but ugly. I mean, come on. Most newborns have squashed-looking, malformed heads right after they're born and are far from beautiful. The ivory snow babies are rare indeed. In fact, I think they airbrush those photos to make them appear blemish-free. I was standing there looking at this little baby the other day, and its head looked weird and semi-squashed. What small amount of hair it had looked ragged and matted, like a mange-infested dog. And all around his eyes there were red splotches with bruises that no doubt came from the instruments used in the birthing process. Couldn't focus its eyes and reminded me of some drunks I've seen. I mean, come on, it was ugly. Of course, everyone was making a big deal out of him, exclaiming how pretty he was, and just then, the little tyke emitted white, stringy-looking puke all down its face. I almost gagged at the foul-looking, smelling mess, and then it started wailing an ear-splitting, screaming fit. Everyone else who was standing around had big smiles on their faces. I looked at my watch as though I was about to miss an important meeting and bolted for the nearest door. During high school, my brother worked for the highway department in the summer. Most of its employees were rough-looking, uneducated men who worked hard in the sun all day. His foreman came in talking about his newborn baby boy one morning and told my brother about him. Jim said that the foreman excitedly described his newborn son in this manner. Most every baby I ever did see was as ugly as an iguana. But I swear to you, that little boy is the prettiest baby I ever did see. Looks just like me. Though this incident happened decades ago, I still remember it like it was yesterday. My brother would imitate his southern drawl and repeat, that little boy is the prettiest baby I ever did see. Looks just like me. Then he'd howl with laughter. I was thinking about this today and was reminded how Jesus looks at us. No matter how we look or what we've done, he loves us beyond the pale. So many folks I know have such low esteem. It's ridiculous because your Creator thinks you're the bomb. Jesus loves us with a love that we cannot even comprehend. Even when we throw up, mess in our pants, have malformed heads, or pitch a fit. He's always there for us and has promised to be with us throughout eternity. Psalms 139:14 states, for you have formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Three things to note here are that, one, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Two, God formed us in the womb, and abortion is wrong. Three, we should give thanks to God for the way we are made. So if you lament that you aren't a blonde or a redhead or maybe slick-headed bald, or if your nose is too long, fat, or wide, or you're too short or tall or skinny or porked up, or your head didn't ever normalize and is still oddly shaped, don't sweat it. God looks at you and oohs and ahs. He made us just the way he wants us, and we should be appreciative. And don't be afraid to go boldly through life with your head held high. Have a great weekend. Go to Honey Lake Church or somewhere this Sunday. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.